This is WKSU Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The rock band Relaxer may not be a household name in Akron, but its members are. Founder Jamie Stillman has been a fixture in the local music scene for decades and owns Earthquaker Devices. The Akron company sells handmade guitar pedals that are popular with musicians around the world. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Stillman and bandmates Joe Scott, Corey Heron, and Brad Thorla of Relaxer. Jamie Stillman, I'll start with you. We're here in your band Relaxer's practice space near downtown Akron, and we're surrounded by all kinds of guitar pedals that you created. How did this all get started for you?
Well, I mean, it really started from me fixing something that I had that was broken, and I thought it was cool. And I started making some pedals for friends, put some up on eBay, and it accidentally turned into a business. That's a really short version of it. And then, you know, we didn't hire our first employee until 2010, and now we have over 50 people. We sell them all over the place. I think we ship about 1,000 pedals a week.
Three out of the four of you work together.
Yes.
Here at Earthquaker. How did that all come to be? I mean, Jamie, are these guys that you hired? Are they friends that you knew that you brought on board? Or how did this come together?
I like to stay out of the business side of things. I just like making stuff. So I've literally hired a single person at Earthquaker.
Really?
Jeff France.
Okay.
And he hired Brad. And Joe, actually, I hired you.
You hired me, too.
I was going to say, in the basement.
I was the second employee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when we were in the basement. So I guess that's not true.
Well, let's talk about the music, because a lot of you have been in the music scene here in Northeast Ohio for a long time, right? I mean, all of you have been in different bands. Talk about how Relaxer came together.
This is that embarrassing moment where I get to admit that I'm the sole original member
of
Relaxer.
Jamie, yeah.
Relaxer actually started, I was in a band called Drummer, and like the remains of Drummer, me and Steve Clements and Greg Boyd started playing together, and then Greg fell out. And we got Corey Race, who was in Party of Helicopters with me. And then I met Joe.
I was doing White Pines, which I still do. It was very folky. But I used to be in hardcore metal bands back in the 90s. And I remember I was super pumped. I was like, oh, my God, it's like loud, distorted guitar again. This is going to be great.
Yeah. When Joe joined is when we actually were like, well, maybe we should think about playing a show.
And then really shortly thereafter, we got asked to open for the Shins at the Mac Center. To me, that feels like when this band started to feel like this band.
That was 5 years ago this week.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, we're real old. Real old.
Do you feel old?
Yes.
I do feel sometimes like when we play with bands like that are much younger than us, I'm always like, maybe I am way out of touch. But people still come to see us, so it was probably fine.
You just released a new album. This was recorded last year?
Yeah. And then we sent it out to get pressed probably 6 months after that. I was kind of sitting on it for a minute. So I put the record out in the pressing plant, lost it.
You're kidding.
No. By April, I was like, where is this record? And I wrote them. Then they got us the record 2 months later. So it was like, it was an ordeal.
Talk about this music, passive progressive rock. What does that mean, or how do you describe it?
It's a mixture of passive aggression and progressive rock, like prog rock.
I do think it kind of sums up that we're sort of proggy and we're also sort of old and lazy.
Yes.
With the exception of Joe, what is it like to work together and then be in a band together? Because that's kind of an interesting dynamic.
We don't all really kind of work in the same areas. Like, I'm working upstairs. Brad does a lot of inventory management, so he's all over the place. And Corey does QC, so he's kind of downstairs building all the time. I think the only time it's going to get awkward is if we break up in, a horrible fist fight, and then we have to see each other. But maybe I'll just fire him.
So this must still be fun for you guys. I mean, after all these years, obviously you still have a passion for this.
It's fun enough.
It's fun enough. I will tell you this, is that I've tried to stop playing music before, and I don't know about anybody else, but it makes me insane.
Yeah.
I have a terrible feeling that I'll still be doing this when I'm 60 years old. I'll still be loading into Annabelle's.
Yep.
And talking about my band that 30 people like. I'm still doing it.
I want to thank the four of you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Jamie Stillman, Joe Scott, Corey Heron, and Brad Thorla of Relaxer. You can find links to their new album and tour dates at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.